On this Free Thinker Friday, we are looking at the fact that we need more people who are willing to lend their voice to the important causes that affect all of us. And joining me in studio right now is Donna Howard. She is the founder of Concerned Citizens of Idaho Falls. Donna, it's such a pleasure to have you here in studio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Well, Donna, let's first kind of jump in and talk a little about how you came to create Concerned Citizens of Idaho Falls.
It's kind of a long story, but I'll give you the short version. I am all about accountability and transparency, and I felt like there was a lot of overspending and lack of accountability for that spending through the city. And so I just set out myself to start bringing awareness to that, trying to get people to attend city council meetings and just have them be aware of what's happening in their own community. And so I did that by holding monthly meetings and sending out email newsletters and with education and just trying to find the niche that would grab people to get them more concerned about the community in which they live.
And that is such an important cause because there's a lot going on throughout the country right now. And sometimes, Donna, don't you think that people get to this point where they say, I really can't make a difference. And so they just kind of check out. But the truth is, right here at home, that's where our circle of influence is most important.
Exactly. And the voting and being present for what's happening in your own community is going to move forward to what's happening statewide and nationwide. So voter turnout and awareness in the local community is where it all starts.
So true. This is where we can have the most impact. What are the priorities right now that your group is focused on?
So right now, I'm still all about transparency and accountability. I would like to be able to physically see how funds are being spent that the taxpayers are providing to run the city and the county. But my biggest concern is the low voter turnout. This last election, most of these people were elected with less than 100 votes in each precinct.
Less than 100?
Yes, and there are 58,000 registered voters in Bonneville County. So I'm all about education. I know when I was out canvassing for several runs that I have made myself in canvassing, I know that people are really looking for a booklet, a pamphlet, something that they can look in one single spot and find information on candidates and what the legislation in Boise. And so that's what my focus is going to be. I'm hoping to join forces with a couple of other really good grassroots organizations where we can expand that and put what the people are looking for all in one spot. They can get a report card on their legislatures. They can get the bills that are being discussed in the state in terms that people can understand, see how it goes with the Constitution, see how it blends with their own morals and their own values and their own standards, and hope to increase awareness enough that people will feel the need that they need to go out and vote. That's where I'm going to be moving my Concerned Citizens of Idaho Falls platform.
Well, I'm giving you two thumbs up on that idea because, look, we are all busy and multitasking, and a lot of people just simply do not have the time or the energy to go gather all of this. So to be able to have a one-stop pamphlet that's going to allow them to get all that critical information, I don't know, but I believe, Donna, that could make a difference.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I just, you know, there's going to be links to articles, and I want to start bringing back in the monthly speakers that can talk about some of the topics that may be harder to understand. And so we're, you know, right now my focus is educate, because confidence we'll bring in voters and people get confidence from education. So our goal is to put hopefully a website or a digital newsletter together where people can just go to that site and all of the information that they want to know is going to be right there available at their fingertips.
What an important service that you're providing. And I'll tell you something, Donna, I get absolutely really disheartened when I hear people say, my vote doesn't count, I'm not going to vote, because it's such a privilege to be able to go to a polling place and let your voice be heard by casting that ballot.
And I agree. And in your local elections, your vote does matter.
Right.
They may feel like nationwide, it doesn't really matter. And I'm not speaking to that. But locally, you're voting on the things that affect you and your everyday life and your everyday leading and your property taxes and your ability to pay your bills. And you need to be aware and play a part in what happens in your community moving forward. And I think that education and just having that knowledge is going to be a tremendous tool with the voters moving forward.
And you know something, right now there is a case that I think really shouts the importance of getting out and voting. As you know, in District 30, incumbent Julianne Young lost by just 2 votes to Ben Furman, and now there's going to be that recount. So talk about votes counting. That's a prime example.
And when we had the last vote in November, Shay Ricks won by 1 vote. Had to do a recount. Just imagine if that one person hadn't voted, then it would be a tie. And you know how they declare ties? With a coin toss. So your votes really do matter. It could be make a big difference in your favorite candidate or whatever getting elected. And if you don't vote, then do you have the right to complain about what's happening around you?
Exactly. And, you know, think about 1 or 2 votes. You and I both know that there are people out there saying, oh, they've got enough support, they don't need me. And if you're a friend of one of those people and you just didn't get yourself out to the polling place, imagine how you're feeling.
Exactly. And you, like, for example, I ran for city council and I also ran for PCO of my precinct. All of that I did with my own footwork, going and talking to people, making sure they knew where their voting location was, making sure they knew what was on the ballot. And I feel like that's very important, and that's a lot of hard work, but I don't feel like that it was enough. There needs to be more, and people need to understand how important their vote is in their community and in their county.
So true. And you know, you were on to something when you said, if you don't vote, you really don't have the right to complain. But what is so ironic is that those people who are complaining the loudest, ironically, are the ones who just don't make the effort to get out and vote. We are almost out of time, Donna, but if you've got another minute, I would love to keep you in studio and chat a little bit more about some of the things you're learning as you've been out canvassing.
Oh, sure. I would love to do that.
All right, we'll be right back.